Listening to Larry reminded me that one of the things I never did mention, and it should be said because we're taping this and we're photographing it, is the mechanism of low-dose naltrexone. I just walk around assuming that everybody knows, you know, how it works. And it should be said at this conference. Naltrexone is a pure opioid blocker. It blocks the receptors for narcotics. It's used for heroin abusers in full dose, 50 milligrams. So what happens when you take 3 or 3.75 or 4.5 milligrams? For a few hours, you have naltrexone circulating in your system. It's such a small dose. It's quickly handled by the body, and it's not effective anymore. But for those few hours, you're blocking all the opioid receptors in your system. What are those receptors? Why are they there? I mean, we didn't evolve in order to take heroin. So it turns out, as I said before, it's the endorphins that they're there for. That's why they were there. They're in all animal phyla, to the most primitive, have to do with growth and many other things. And so now you've blocked them, and you're sleeping. And that time of night is when your endorphins are elaborated from your pituitary and your adrenal glands, and they have no place to land because you block them with naltrexone. So the naltrexone is not giving you anything. It's tricking the body. It's blocking your endorphin receptors. And what does the body do when the endorphins can't land? The body increases the supply that's being elaborated that night. And when you wake up in the morning, your naltrexone is gone, the blockade is gone, but you walk around all day with twice to three times the level of endorphins you would have had in your unfortunate under-endorphined prior state. And so you solve that problem for yourself. Now you... The other fact, and I think Bernie may have mentioned it in his talk earlier, why do we care about the endorphins? Well, the endorphins are responsible for perhaps 90 to 95% of the beneficial regulation of our immune system. They turn out to be the orchestra leaders for the immune system. I mean, if you ask a doctor what controls the immune system, his eyes roll back in his head. It's not taught. It's not received wisdom. But it's in the research literature. It's there.